Well, let's try to figure out what's wrong with that offense. Let's talk to some of the principals. We have a phone number for Valley Ranch. This rings out, I think, in the locker room or in the somewhere out there in the facility. So let's give it a call and see who answers.
What do you think if they heard a ringing phone in the locker room, they'd pick it up?
Yeah, I'm hoping maybe Parcells or Carthon or Quincy, somebody like that, will pick it up and see what happens.
Battle Ranch payphone.
Who's this?
This is Jerry.
Hey, Jerry, it's Dunham and Miller at the Ticket. How's it going?
Well, certainly it's, I wish it was better circumstances to talk to you fellas.
Yeah, we were calling to try to get to the bottom of some of the problems the team seems to be having right now, specifically the offense. What's going on?
Well, it was certainly a very frustrating game to watch. I almost pulled my hairpiece out four times watching that game. Purcells is starting to look a little like Campo, just a little like Campo now. So I figure it's time to start the coaching search again.
Oh, no. That's a knee-jerk reaction. You're 7-3.
Oh, it's time. And, you know, when I said 500 coaches could coach this team,
mm-hmm.
I didn't realize I was going to be this far into the 500 in just a few years.
Well, that was the team he had 10 years ago. The job he's done with a team that was 5-11 last year is pretty remarkable.
Well, I think that although Purcells was a marginal at best yesterday, I think it's clear that the blame for this loss lies with Cukor.
Cukor, your quarterback.
Right, Quincy Carter, Cukor. Because when half of your completions are to opposing players, you know you're not cut out for the NFL. And I think that it's clear that it's time to bring in Chutch.
Whoa, I don't know about that.
Don't do that to Quincy again.
Yep. So if y'all would like to talk to Quincy one last time, I have him right here. I've been blessing him out. So
oh, sure.
You want to speak with him, you can.
All right, that'd be great.
All right, hold on a second. Quincy, this is the telephone. Put it up
to your
ear and
you're
talking.
You know
that. Hello?
Quincy, hey, it's the Dunham and Miller Show. How's it going?
Yeah, I just want to say it's not my fault that we lost that game.
Well, who are you going to blame it on?
There were many factors that contributed to that.
Many factors?
Yeah, I hear people say that I can't see downfield, but it's not my fault. And Larry Allen's butt's too big.
Oh, you can't see around it?
And I can't call audibles because my tongue is as thick as a dictionary.
Yeah, it's kind of
I can't memorize the plays, so I had to write them down on my wristband.
Yeah.
And then my wristband gets wet and the plays run down off my arm.
Oh, that's terrible.
But I think that the real reason we lost the game is called that big waste of meat, Maurice Carthon.
Hey, he'll call out your offensive coordinator.
Yeah, he sucks.
Hey, come on. Why do you say that?
You want to talk to him? He right here.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, hold on just a second.
All right, Maurice Carthon.
Oh,
wow.
The telephone.
Hello?
Maurice.
Well, hello there.
Hey, it's the Dunham and Miller Show. How's it going?
Well, now, I guess it's going all right. Of course, we didn't win that game, and everybody a little bit upset around here.
Well, what's wrong with your offense?
Well, you know, I'm not really saying it's going to be my fault. You know, I can't say it's my fault. Now, I'm not surprised that Quincy's passing the buck. Seems to be the only thing he can pass these days.
Well, it's never good if you... When you get shut out, though, and you've been shut out now twice in 4 weeks, and you are the offensive coordinator.
Well, yeah, that's my title, but, you know, I just call the plays that the big old tuna writes down on the tablet for me.
Mm-hmm. So he calls the plays.
Everybody loves big tuna.
Yeah.
But I think that the real reason we lost was the distractions in the game.
Like what?
Well, I think the offense was pretty distracted by Rowdy.
Does he go to road games?
I didn't think so.
Yeah, he was there, dancing around, acting a fool.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't notice him.
Huh. Yeah, I think it all players get to watching his shenanigans and antics, and then they don't pay attention to the ball game. Oh, wait, hold on. Rowdy, what are you doing? Rowdy.
Is this Rowdy? Hello? Or ass whip?
Oh, yeah, he doesn't talk.
Yeah, that's his bit, he doesn't talk.
Hey, Rowdy, will you talk to us?
How about we dare you to talk to us and out your voice for the very first time?
I can talk, but I'm not supposed to.
Oh, that's an interesting voice.
Yeah, that sounds kind of familiar.
I just want to say that clearly I was not the reason that we lost.
Oh, really? Okay. Can you do us a favor and tell us who you are?
Well, I'm not supposed to tell you who I am, or my daddy will get mad.
Your daddy will get mad.
Who's your daddy?
Let's just say that my name is Barry.
Barry?
Barry Bones.
Barry Bones.
Barry Bones Bunier.
Barry Bones Bunier.
Yeah, I think it's important that we keep the positivity going on the mascot. I'm not smiling when I say that, but I just want to say that in my mind, what I do is important to the team. Oh, I got to go. Daddy's chewing out Steven.
Wait a minute.
That helped solve the mystery.
Jerry Jr. I still don't think he was at a road game, though.